Rock Island can only be reached by ferry from Washington Island. That made it challenging to bring in construction materials. But after several years, the Friends of Rock Island are celebrating the newly furbished lighthouse. Tim Sweet is president of the Friends Group.
I get a feeling that we've done something worthwhile. We've restored a piece of Great Lakes maritime history for the public to enjoy.
A lighthouse has sat on a Rock Island bluff since 1836. The current one was built in 1858. The building is now fully restored to what it might have looked like in 1910, complete with a houseload of antique furniture. The Friends of Rock Island got help from the DNR and the State Stewardship Fund to pay for the renovation. But Sweet says if the lighthouse's walls could talk, they'd tell some interesting stories, like the one about its very first keeper, a rather sad bachelor.
And the story goes that an inspector came out there one time and noticed how lonely he was because he only had a horse and a dog, I guess, there, and gave him a 3-week shore pass and said, go and find yourself a wife. And, of course, that's kind of a difficult thing to do over the course of 3 weeks. And unfortunately, he didn't find one, and he ended up dying on the island, and he's buried in the cemetery that's just to the south of the lighthouse.
The Rock Island Lighthouse will be rededicated on Saturday. The public is welcome to tour the island and its new old lighthouse. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.